Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Intermediate English Comprehension. Book 4 by English teacher and author Stephen Harrison is an English learning resource aimed at intermediate learners who want to strengthen comprehension in a practical, motivating way. Presented as a short article collection, the book uses 15 engaging texts on varied real-world themes such as history, religion, the natural world, science, travel, and food. Its core purpose is to help learners understand English more easily by combining two skills that are often taught separately, reading and listening. Each article is paired with audio, allowing learners to read first, listen first, or do both for reinforcement. The learning support is structured for self-study, with vocabulary help through glossaries and follow-up comprehension questions that encourage careful reading and active listening. Rather than focusing on abstract grammar explanations, the book emphasizes exposure to natural English through accessible non-fiction style topics, making it suitable for learners preparing for work, travel, exams, or general improvement. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, paired reading and listening for faster comprehension. A defining feature of Book 4 is the built-in link between reading and listening practice. By providing audio for every article, the book encourages learners to connect written forms with spoken forms, which is a common gap at intermediate level. Reading supports vocabulary recognition, spelling awareness, and sentence parsing, while listening reinforces sound patterns, rhythm, and how words blend in natural speech. Used together, they help learners move from slow decoding towards smoother comprehension. The format also supports different study paths. Learners can read an article first to build context and then listen to confirm understanding, or listen first to simulate real-life situations where there is no transcript, then read to clarify missed details. Repeating the audio after studying the text can strengthen retention and boost confidence. Because the content is divided into short articles, learners can do focused practice without needing long study sessions. This structure makes it practical for consistent routines, where skill improvement comes from repeated, manageable exposure rather than occasional intensive study. Secondly, varied, fascinating topics to sustain motivation. The book uses interest as a learning tool, instead of relying on artificial dialogues. It presents short nonfiction style articles across a range of themes, including history, religion, the natural world, science, travel, and food. This variety matters for intermediate learners because motivation often drops when materials feel repetitive or childish. Changing topics keeps the experience fresh and allows learners to build vocabulary in multiple domains. A travel-related piece, for example, naturally reinforces place descriptions and practical language, while a science or nature article may introduce common academic terms and descriptive adjectives. The book also supports general cultural literacy in English, which helps learners follow news, documentaries, and everyday conversations more comfortably. While some readers may find certain subjects simpler than expected, the overall approach still serves a key intermediate need accessible: real-world content that is not overwhelming. The short article format reduces the pressure of long readings, making it easier for learners to complete texts, feel progress, and continue studying consistently. Glossaries for targeted vocabulary growth. Vocabulary development is embedded directly into the reading and listening process through glossaries that explain key words from each article. This supports a practical approach to learning, where vocabulary is acquired in context rather than memorized as isolated lists. Intermediate learners often understand the general meaning of a text, but get blocked by a handful of unfamiliar terms. A focused glossary reduces that friction, helping learners stay engaged with the topic while still learning the language that makes the text work. It also helps learners notice useful chunks and common expressions that may not be obvious from dictionary lookups alone. When the same word is encountered in both print and audio, it becomes easier to remember not only its meaning, but also its pronunciation. The glossary feature also supports efficient review. Learners can revisit words after finishing an article, test recall, and then listen again to hear the terms used naturally. Over time, this reinforces both receptive vocabulary, words learners recognize, and listening vocabulary, words learners can catch in speech, which is often the harder step at intermediate level. Fourthly, comprehension questions that promote active learning. Book 4 strengthens learning through comprehension questions that follow the articles. These questions are more than a simple check. They push learners to read and listen with purpose. Intermediate learners frequently have a false sense of understanding, especially when they recognize many words, but miss relationships between ideas or specific details. Questions encourage learners to verify meaning, identify main points, and confirm factual information from the text. This supports better reading habits, such as scanning for key information, distinguishing central ideas from examples, and following the logic of a paragraph. When used after listening, Questions also help learners measure what they truly captured from the audio, highlighting gaps that can be improved through repeated listening. The questions make the book useful for self-study because they provide an immediate way to assess progress without a teacher. They also encourage learners to re-engage with the article, which naturally increases exposure to the same vocabulary and structures. This repeated contact is one of the most reliable ways to improve comprehension speed and accuracy over time. Lastly, exposure to native accents and real pronunciation patterns. Listening comprehension often lags behind reading ability because spoken English includes reduced sounds, linking, and accent variation. The audio component in this book addresses that reality by giving learners consistent listening practice tied to clear texts. Learners can compare what they think they heard with the written version, which helps train the ear to recognize words in connected speech rather than only in careful, isolated pronunciation. In addition, learners benefit from exposure to different native English accents, which reflects real-life listening conditions and travel. International workplaces and online media. Accent exposure at intermediate level is especially valuable because learners may be comfortable with one familiar accent but struggle when speech patterns change. With short articles, learners can repeat listening many times without fatigue, gradually improving their ability to track meaning even when pronunciation feels unfamiliar. The audio also supports pronunciation learning indirectly. By hearing how sentences flow, learners internalize stress and intonation patterns, which can improve their own speaking clarity. Overall, the audio is not just an add-on. It is central to the book's goal of building more reliable, flexible comprehension. In conclusion, Intermediate English Comprehension. Book 4 fits learners who already know basic English but want to become faster and more confident at understanding real spoken and written material. It is suitable for self-study and for learners using English for travel, work, exam preparation, or personal development. The most practical benefit is how it integrates skills. Each topic can be used as a mini-lesson that combines reading, listening, vocabulary support, and a clear way to check understanding. So, this makes progress easier to measure and routines easier to maintain, which is often the difference between improving and plateauing at intermediate level. The book also provides intellectual value beyond language practice by using a range of engaging nonfiction themes that broaden general knowledge and keep learners curious, compared with many comprehension workbooks that rely on bland, overly controlled texts. It stands out for pairing every reading with audio and for organizing learning support around each article through glossaries and comprehension questions. Even if some topics feel simple to certain readers, the overall design remains a strong, practical framework for building comprehension, vocabulary, and listening flexibility through manageable, real-world content. If you would like to support Stephen Harrison, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.